Bitcoin hits $70,000 and the Red Sea attacks and what that means for global inflation. From over 1,300 cities and 130 countries, we bring you the Good Morning Africa podcast. Good morning, Africa, and welcome aboard your pulse on everything business in Africa. I am Ruth Adong. For more, follow us on Twitter at the K Financial News, and you can find me at Ruth Adong. Your main story is brought to you by BK Capital. Did you know that you can get up to 10.4% on your franc investment if you invest with the Aguka Fund? For more details, go to their website at www.bkcapital.rw. Telco of Africa Uganda has secured $40 million in long-term financing for the improvement of mobile phone coverage in rural areas of Uganda, unlocking digital empowerment and economic advancement. The 10-year financing will support the installation of 506 new telecom towers strategically positioned in rural areas that currently lack mobile network access or where existing mobile networks are saturated. The new telecom towers will be mainly powered by renewable energy and enable rural communities to access 4 and 5G data services, mobile money solutions, and foster financial inclusion. Geoffrey Donnells Oketayot, CEO of Telco of Africa Uganda, on this episode highlights what this investment means for the digital empowerment agenda.
As a Ugandan-founded organization, we are honored and to acknowledge and appreciate the generous funding that we've received from the European banks, a generous amount of about $40 million that has been extended to us to support the expansion of passive telecommunication infrastructure rollout to all underserved and unserved locations within Uganda. The significance of this investment marks a pivotal moment in our collective efforts to bridge the digital divide and empower communities across the country. This is a statement of commitment to ensuring that every Ugandan has access to transformative power of communication and technology. I think as Peter alluded to it, all development right now is actually powered through communication. And with this investment, we believe that we will be able to reach the underserved and unserved areas within Uganda by not only laying the infrastructure to ensure that there is direct connection to these areas, but this infrastructure is going to open up transformative changes within these communities in terms of development, in terms of opportunity, and in terms of inclusion. The initiative will be far felt, and it will go as wide as possible as it creates opportunities, especially around education, healthcare, commerce, and social economic developments. I think it's with great pleasure also to emphasize that our dedication to sustainable and responsible development is firmly shown in our commitment in integrating eco-friendly practices within the passive infrastructure rollout. What I mean by that is that as we continue to lay more cables on the ground in terms of fiber and also putting up towers, we will be using eco-friendly, or what we call a hybrid of eco-friendly energy solutions, such as solar, wind turbines, to minimize the environment carbon footprint and contribute to a greener telecommunication infrastructure within Uganda. So through priorities around sustainability, we aim to create a more resilient and environmentally conscious network that benefits both the present and the future generation of all Ugandans. The funding will not only be to propel the ongoing effort, but also to accelerate our progress towards achieving these sustainability objectives and ensuring that we have a more sustainable future as Ugandan. And this sort of investment actually pinpoints a transformative business investment. And if you were to look at it in terms of the different opportunities that are being created around technology, that is information, communication, and telecommunication, you will understand that there are so many businesses right now that are reliant on communication. Most of the, if you were to talk of places like banks, as you mentioned, technology is what is making them reach boundaries or areas where they cannot physically have brick and mortar presence. And you will also notice that in terms of healthcare, in terms of education, many healthcare can now be done remotely through telemedicine. There's a lot to do with education that you can actually learn from where you are without traveling so many kilometers because of the benefit of technology. The partnership between our organization and the European banks exemplifies the spirit of collaboration and shared commitment to making a positive difference in the lives of Ugandans. We believe that with the shared vision and the financial support that has now paved way to a brighter future, this will definitely touch so many individuals and communities around Uganda.
And a quick look at the markets. The market segment is powered by the Development Bank of Rwanda. We empower you. Bitcoin reached $70,000 for the first time before pairing gains to around $68,000, boosted by expectations of rate cuts by central banks and strong demand for Bitcoin ETFs. The latest U.S. jobs report reinforced the view that interest rate cuts by the Federal Reserve may come as soon as June. Traders are now turning their attention to smaller cryptocurrencies, speculating that they may be the next to reach all-time highs. Ether, the second largest cryptocurrency in terms of market value, approached $4,000 for the first time since December of 2021, driven by growing optimism that it will be the next cryptocurrency to receive approval from the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission for exchange traded funds. Gold surged to a new record high, approaching $2,200 an ounce after the latest jobs report reinforced the view that interest rate cuts may come as soon as June. The February payroll figures came above forecast, but the job gains in February and December were revised significantly lower and the unemployment rate rose to a two-year high of 3.9%. Also, wage growth slowed more than anticipated, indicating a cooling labor market. Traders now see a nearly 60% chance of a 25 basis points interest reduction by the Fed in June. And a quick trip around Africa. According to Rystad Energy Data and Research, crude production in OPEC Plus countries increased by 212,000 barrels per day in February over January output. Most of the increase was a result of recovery in Libyan production that added 165,000 barrels per day following disruptions in June. Production in Russia, Nigeria, Venezuela increased too, while output in Iraq, Kazakhstan, and Iran decreased the most. Overall, OPEC Plus crude output averaged 41.6 million barrels per day in February, the second lowest in the last 6 months. Through resource efficiency, circular design, water reuse, repair and recycling, African nations can customize their economic systems to maximize social benefits and sustainability. This is according to the International Water Management Institute. Circularity models can foster inclusivity in Africa, address pressing economic and social challenges while promoting sustainable development. By reimagining traditional linear models of production and consumption, a circular economy offers opportunities for growth that benefit all segments of society. This is according to the International Water Management Institute, adding, however, that each African country needs to adapt its policies according to its particular needs and resources. In adopting the circular economy, the Institute posits Africa can create a more inclusive and sustainable future where economic prosperity is linked to environmental stewardship and societal well-being. Attacks on vessels in the Red Sea by Yemen's Houthi rebels are now exposing countries to inflationary pressures. This is according to the IMF, with sub-Saharan Africa among those facing the highest risk. Since November, the rebels have repeatedly targeted ships in the Red Sea and surrounding waters over the Israeli-Hamas war. This has seen global shipping lines avoid the Red Sea and Suez Canal, a key trading route accounting for up to 15% of seaborne trade globally, and a major channel that serves Mombasa and the East African ports. It is also the shortest maritime route between Asia and Europe. Several shipping companies diverted their ships around the Cape of Good Hope in South Africa, increasing delivery times by 10 days or more on average, which the IMF says has hurt companies with limited inventories. Data from Portwatch platform used to show trade volumes that transit through critical shipping lanes indicate that in January and February 2024, there's a 6.7% decline year over year in port calls to the 70 ports it tracks in sub-Saharan Africa. Thank you for always waking up with us. Good Morning Africa is a product of The Key Financial. If you have suggestions or you just want to check out more stories, visit the website. That's thekeyfinancial.com. And don't forget to subscribe. You can also find us on all social media platforms at The Key Financial News. And you can find me at Ritha Dong.